And right now, ladies, we bring you something new in modern music.
From the pyramids of Giza to the Tattoo Parlors of Gardner, Mass. This is Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, thrilled as always that you have found the time amidst your errands, your responsibilities, your hobbies, and your subpoenas to join us for at least the next 55 minutes. That was Tia Carrere with a cover of Sweet's Ballroom Blitz from the soundtrack of Wayne's World. Wayne's World 2 might be a skosh better, but it's like comparing, you know, two really great candies or Godfather 1 and 2. Both are fantastic. We have a lot of good stuff coming up for you, and to prove that point, gonna start things off with a number from Frank Black's first solo album. Take a listen.
I met a man. He was a good man. Sailing and shoring. Dancing the bit I can. Making me foreign. Oh yeah.
Caucus dinner. Dr. Mitchell is talking to Ajay about the reduction of drug costs and making it mandatory for federally qualified health centers to accept Medicaid. And then Ajay opens his phone and shows him the Dornbecker 8s and asks him, have you ever won a shoe lottery? He looks to his left and talks to Dr. McKenzie also and asks him, has he ever won a shoe lottery? Pro shopper's guide to buy a website. Ajay is crazy to his wife. She knows that once the special ringer buzzes, Ajay is off. She knows there's no work emergency. She looks in the trunks and hoping the bags won't be there or a cedar closet in the basement. He holds up the entire line in security, sprawls out his gown and won't fit inside the TSA body scanner. His wife, who's already at the gate, texts him his flight has left. She's furious, she's holding back tears. He texts, do we put the extension poncho hanger in your bag or mine? Frustrated wife kicking and banging on the master bathroom door. Ajay, please, honey, we're gonna be late, we're gonna miss the flight. You look fine, Ajay, you look fine, Ajay. Oh, Ajay, muffled through the bathroom door. We have plenty of time, you don't need 2 hours for a domestic flight. Oh, who the heck is flying to Cleveland anyway? Wife sighs, he's such a weirdo. 20 minutes later, Ajay exits. Sorry, babe, I couldn't find my gloves. Are you ready to go? Why are you crying? Yeah, check. But I should be good. I see the bin at 10 green. They've been gone for a minute, this collab is a dream. Great Papa had a thing, eating meals in a car. It made you feel a certain way when you held that jar. That's what I can achieve, I feel the same about drops. I feel a bit rare in the shoes and the watch. Or those Preston socks, or that just not hat. At my wife's business meeting and I'm showing them rap. Question you seen this, question you seen that. Cause there's questions about the culture that just ain't facts. Some people are cows and they sit in their graze. I'm like a hummingbird cause I'm simply amazed. We're all on earth, just bidding our time. Some people like to read, some people like wine. Some people like both, I love my wife and my coat. Balenciaga trench, angle words in my toe. I like to move to the rhythm cause I'm feeling engaged. If I chose a colorway, it'd be purple and sage. I like to chill on the yacht, talk to the people at drops about the top 10 cops. They surprised that they got, cause I got a spot, number one on the list. It had to be the Apollo 5, I thought that I missed. Cause I had an alarm set, when I woke it was dead. That's the last time I sleep with my phone in my bed. So when I awoke, I put my hand in my fist. And I looked in the mirror, said you can do this. In all of my years, I never wore those shoes, the Ablo ones that have me confused. Cause I bought them online, but they never came. Store side mixed up and the address changed. And it wasn't my fault, and they settled me straight. Just a half size bigger, whoever got them felt great. And I think about that, if one day at the door a delivery came, and the Ablo 4 that I didn't expect. What the hell would I do? Who even knows if they knew the scope of the shoe? So today I wore those and take them outside. First time they hit the ground, so now they alive. And now I'm near the spot, 6 blocks away. It's already getting a little crowded, hours passed on drop day. I said to myself, the vibes will be mine. One so bright, people saying they blind. I relax and I stop to get tea. Fella says, yo, it's me.
And that's Chicago's own Serengeti featuring Kenny Segal with Ajay Finale from the Ajay album, which came out last year. And before that, we had Gin Blossoms Follow You Down, a song that my friend Paul Brown, Pablo Cafe, to his intimates, does a very good version of at karaoke night. So if you're in Chicago or New York, maybe you'll be lucky enough to see him. Probably not, though. They're both very big cities, I think. And at the start, Frank Black from the self-titled debut, Los Angeles. And up next, well, I've said several times on this show, and I will say it again, that the most important record label ever created within these 50 states and their various colonies is the Smithsonian Folkway label. And under the aegis, under the auspices, under the supervision of the Smithsonian, the Folkways label has made it its mission since the days of Alan Lomax and Woody Guthrie to go out into the great wide world and record the great local songs. And this album, this song, is no different. In 1981, or perhaps the late 70s, early 80s, Folkways dispatched a team to the island of Cuba to record some songs during Carnival, and came away with a very good album of street musicians and locals singing their own songs, young people doing chants, and it's just a fantastic little album. And I'm going to play the opener to the 1981 Cuban Carnival album, and it's a nice slow lead-in, but I think you're really going to love it. And from there, we'll have some folk, and we'll have some solo stuff from Dave Alvin of X. But first, let's cast our minds back to Carnival in Havana, 1981. Enjoy. Soy cubano, soy cubano, soy cubano, soy cubano. Thank you.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, babe. Me and room service, well, we're living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey, when I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, you know you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following down. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, whenever I throw them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. I'll wake up older, and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain, wherever I have gone. Wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
But my darling dear, please have no fear. Sacramento town to the Sierra Gold Fields. And I work my steak on a river bank, dreaming just how a rich man feels. Now my darling dear, listen here. Oh, I think that it's fair to warn you that I return to claim your hand as the king of California.
Dave Alvin right there. Dave Alvin of X, the punk band, and X's country rock alternates, the Knitters, and the rock band, the Blasters, with King of California. And before that, we had Jackson C. Frank, a contemporary of Paul Simon, with Blues Run the Game. That was from his one and only album that was actually produced by Paul Simon when both were stationed in London in the early 60s. And before that, the Comparsa Musicians with Soy Cubano from the 1981 Smithsonian Folkways album that covered the carnival season in Cuba that year. And again, the Smithsonian Folkways album is the most important record label in American history. To not know Smithsonian Folkways, to not immerse yourself even a little bit, is to deprive yourself of the knowledge of not only this country, but this world. And to keep myself from getting further on my high horse, it's a legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
During this recent heat wave, I took the opportunity to reacquaint myself with some movies and documentaries that I truly do enjoy. And one of these was The Kids Are All Right, the documentary of the Keith Moon era version of The Who. And inspired by that, I listened to their last album with the classic lineup, Who Are You? And there's some good stuff there, of course, the title track. John Entwistle has some good songs. But the following song, after kind of, you know, looking down my nose at that album because, you know, Keith Moon wasn't at his top and the band members were all kind of itching to do other things, this one song really leapt out at me, and I hope it leaps out at you, but not too abruptly, though. I wouldn't want you to get hurt. Anyway, here it is from their 1978 album, Who Are You? It's The Who.
surrounded by people, a real heavy crowd. But inside I still feel lonely now. Should I get away from the high heels so proud? Is there something different life can show?
Tell me to. always wanted a real home with flowers on the windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will, yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. But if
to. If you don't want nobody, if you don't want anyone to come through, I can understand it would be something you don't like when I brush up to you. If you don't want that feature, if it's not right, you can skip any beat, and you'd understand it. I don't like when you come up to me. What is in the fold of pleasure? Making it the point, 'cause you never let go. The sun is nailed hard to the weather. It rips up the cars and the homes and the roads. No triple, just inboard red, yeah. The people don't know what it is to be living off the dins and stink, yeah. Living off the puke in the road Dead Sea. Understand it would be something you don't like when I
A Tender Turn right there by Sleaford Mods, When You Come Up to Me. And before that, we had Carole King, Where You Lead. And to start, The Who, Love Is Coming Down, from their final album with Keith Moon, Who Are You? And I listened to one of their post-Keith Moon albums, Face Dances, with Kenny Jones, formerly of, well, The Faces. And you know what? We all know that You Better You Bet is a great song, their last big hit single. But there's a lot of really other good stuff in that album, and I will probably play some of it in the coming weeks. Stay tuned. Watch this space. Up next, Los Lobos with a song that's been covered by Robert Plant.
Good night, sleep tight. Big bright sun has gone away, gone away. Goodbye, don't cry. Tomorrow will bring us a brand new day. We can run and play. And then laugh walking down the hall. Don't go. Never die.
be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying, dear Lord above, send back my love. No one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad in my
And at the very beginning, we had Los Lobos from the Neighborhood album, the album they recorded in the shadow of the success of La Bamba. And apparently it was a bit of writer's block. They didn't know what to write. They didn't know how to record it. And in the end, they decided to just throw everything at the wall, much like the spaghetti test. And you know what? It works very well. That song was Angel Dance, a song that was recorded by Robert Plant for one of his solo albums. And that album also includes guest appearances by the band's Levon Helm, him and his mandolin, making a wonderful contribution. I advise you to check it out. After that, we had Billie Holiday, Solitude. And then we had Sum 41 with Fat Lip. And before I go, I'm not going to leave you with the usual farewell song, and here's why. As you're listening to this, it could be in your house, it could be in your car, it could be in your survival bunker, it could be in your shanty, it could be in space. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but as you listen to this, I am en route to the far reaches of the state of Maine to attend the wedding of a very, very dear friend of mine, a person I've known for many, many years, Ryan Young, and he's getting married to the love of his life, Tess. And it will be a small ceremony where there will only be a select few, and I'm lucky enough to be one of those few. It'll be a gathering in the woods. It'll be a wedding befitting the Shire, I suppose. But it's going to be a great time, and I can only say to Ryan and to Tess, many happy years, mazel tov, mazel tov, a blessing on the house, and I will not let this show finish as I usually do with the stylings of the wedding present and their cover of the Cheers theme. Instead, I'm going to throw things over to Mr. Chuck Berry of St. Louis, Missouri, and a little number made famous by Pulp Fiction. So tune in next week for more of the same except slightly different. Ryan and Tess, much love, and again, mazel tov.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the moment you've all been waiting for. It's a world-famous Jack Rabbit Slim's Twist Contest. Now let's meet our first contestants here this evening. Young lady, what is your name?
Mrs. Mia Wallace.
And how about your fella here?
Vincent Vega.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Roebuck sale. Found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Teenage wedding and the old folks would. the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.